So I'm stood back here in the Media Village with, well, none other than the man himself that's put it all together. It's an absolute pleasure to be here to chat to you. It's Mr. John Giddins. How's it going?
It's going brilliantly. The sun is shining. All the bands have turned up. Everybody's hanging out, enjoying themselves. I mean, the combination of artists seems to be going down well. I saw Perry last night from Little Mix in the Big Top. She was fantastic. Lewis Capaldi, a crowd pleaser. Tom Grennan. There's so many bands, I can't see all of them. I just saw this new girl band, EXO, in the River Stage. They definitely have got something going for them. It's just brilliant. I'm discovering bands that I booked.
Well, that must be the amazing thing about being able to book so many different artists. You get the chance to wander around and see what's going on and, yeah, get to take
you,
in new,
you can
new
tell
things.
Which groups are going to happen by the reaction from the audience. It's a really simple equation because it's not me that judges, it's people judge with their feet. And if people start walking out, the group are going nowhere. But if people are walking in and staying, then you know they're going to go somewhere.
And yet that's something you continue to do year after year. This year's the sellout and it's been an absolute blinding one. There's a great atmosphere around, walking around. And the people, they're great. They're literally all having fun. They're all dressed up. And
Everybody seems very happy, don't they?
Yeah, no, they do. And that means that you do a very good job. And
we try. As long as people keep coming, we will keep doing it. It really is that simple. I mean, I find it an honour that I've been asked to restart the Isle of Wight 24 years ago and that it's still going. I never would have believed we'd end up with 50,000 people in a field.
Yeah, no, I must admit, it's absolutely sensational. Looking back at, obviously, the original ones, I know, obviously, that put a stop, sadly, to a lot of large events happening, and you've managed to break that mould and really do something amazing for this island, because it's something as a kid, as brought up on this island, and a musician, I never thought I'd actually get a chance for something like this to happen. But yeah, I've been here every year and I'll be here every year going forward.
Well, I remember the first one we did, everybody thought it would be tribute bands till they saw us building the stage and they thought, that's a bit large, who's coming to play there? No, I mean, there's nothing better than putting on a gig in a field for 50,000 people, putting on a band you love and inviting a few of your pals to come and watch it. It's extraordinary. Yeah. You know, it's a true privilege to be doing the Isle of Wight Festival.
And it's a privilege to have it here. I've got one big question for you, though. You said, obviously, 24 years of it. It means it's going to be the 25th year.
It's the 25th next year.
So is there any big plans? Or obviously, we'll find out in the near future?
It depends. You know, we're talking to bands about who will be touring, who wants to do what. It's a long way off. Let's get this weekend over and see what happens.
Fair play. And I just want to say thank you so much for bringing a couple of my favourite bands ever to
this
place.
Which bands are your favourites?
Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, Biffy Clyro, Fleetwood Mac, crikey, yeah. The list goes on.
But Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty.
Yep. It literally brought tears to my eyes being in the crowd for Fleetwood Mac.
Absolutely.
It was sensational.
No, they were lovely. Lovely people.
And one last completely different question to the Isle of Wight Festival. I know you're a big fan of motorsport. I know you love Formula One. I think, well, proves much probably more than me, but I thought I liked it a lot. Who are you hoping to win this year's season?
Well, I've got a bet on George Russell to win the championship from before the championship started this year. And Antonelli's won, what, 5 in a row? So he's walking away with it. But last year, Piastri walked away with it before Lando came back after the summer break. So it's still all to play for. I mean, I support Aston Martin because I'm friends with Adrian Newey, but sadly they're
it's
at the back of the grid.
Not a bad friend to have.
They've got to go forwards now.
No, agreed. And I think it's been quite an exciting season so far, so I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
Yeah, last week's race, Lewis Hamilton winning again, vindicated everything he did to go to Ferrari, so good on him.
Yeah.
Shame about Kim Kardashian.
Do you know what? Sadly, I agree with you. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
It's been such a pleasure. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your festival as well.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Cheers.
See you
God
later.
Bless you.
Alrighty.